control. Cuthbert, you know what to do. Call 863-382-2272.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bug Talk. I'm your host, Ryan Haynes, and I am here to tell you what you need to know about the difference between carpenter ants and termites. The first thing you need to know about carpenter ants is they are often confused with termites. Since carpenter ants can have wings and live in wood, it can be difficult for homeowners to determine whether they are seeing signs of carpenter ants or termites. Something that might surprise you to know about carpenter ants is they are very clean. They take the time to remove wood shavings, food debris, and dead ants from their nests. This cleanliness can leave evidence of their presence. Homeowners may see piles of coarse sawdust and dead ants along baseboards. Carpenter ants tend to forage for food primarily at night. They prefer to eat sweets, meat, and even pet food. They can travel up to 100 yards in search of food, which can make locating their nest a challenge. Carpenter ants are often confused with termites. Since carpenter ants can have wings and live in wood, it can be difficult for homeowners to determine whether they are seeing signs of carpenter ants or termites. Termites can cause severe damage to a home, and many people don't realize they have termites until termites swarm. This can be alarming to homeowners. There are several types of termites found in Florida. The most common termites are subterranean, drywood, and Formosan. Signs of a termite infestation include mud tubes present found near the foundation walls or exterior of buildings. Since termites consume wood from the inside, wood can become soft or hollow as they eat. Termite frass or droppings can appear as fine sawdust or tiny pellets. As moisture from termite activity is introduced to surrounding wood paint, can blister or bubble. Any of these signs can be evidence of a possible termite infestation. Swarmers or flying termites can often emerge in large numbers. Signs of a termite swarm include wings present near windowsills. The confusion between termites and carpenter ants for homeowners is they both can have wings and swarm. There are a few differences between the two. For example, termites tend to be small, and carpenter ants are usually larger. Termites consume the cellulose in wood, and carpenter ants tunnel through wood but do not eat the wood. Termites can be active year-round, especially in the spring-summer. Carpenter ants tend to be active in warmer months and typically come out at night. The treatment for carpenter ants and termites are very different. Depending on the type of termite, the residents may require a ground treatment along the perimeter of the home or a fumigation. Carpenter ant treatments may need specialized chemicals to get the problem under control. If you are not sure if you are seeing carpenter ants or possible termites, be sure to contact a pest control specialist today. A professional will be able to determine what type of pest you are seeing and come up with a treatment plan that is right for you. Thanks for joining us today. We will see you next time. Remember, if it crawls or flies, we're your guys.
Google hates pest control. Got bugs, you know what to do. Call 863-382-2272.